Hello, welcome back to the Two DJs One House podcast with myself, Dale Pendlebury, and my co-host here, Barclay Wood.
Hello.
And welcome back to the show where it looks like we can't wear headphones properly.
What's going on there?
For anyone who's listening, we always have one headphone off so we can like hear properly as well, and it looks like we can't wear them properly.
It's just my head's really like round and massive.
Yeah, it's upside down. So to start the podcast off with, I want to ask you a would you rather question. Would you rather pee yourself in public once a week or poop your pants in private every day?
Oh God. I think I'd just shit myself like, every day, privately.
In private? What, every morning?
I wouldn't want to crap myself at all. but I wouldn't want to piss in public either. Unless I wear dark trousers all the time. And no one would just stand there and stink. Yeah, but you'd be like, if it's really cold or if it's snowing, you just stand there and warm up. Like, and no one would know. Wear plastic trousers and collect it.
No, I would rather poop my pants in private every day because I would do it every time I wake up. So I'd be like, right, it'd just be part of my morning routine. I'd have a shower straight after and I'd carry on.
What if you couldn't time it though and it just happened?
Oh,
randomly?
No. But you'd be in private, so it doesn't matter so much. I'm going to go with that. Okay, so 64% said poop your pants in private every day. 36% said pee yourself in public once a week. There you go. It's so very interesting on this show. Cue the music. Okay, so as we do every week now that we've done it in video form as well as audio form, we do our backgrounds very quickly at the beginning. I'll try and do it quickly for people who are just listening now, but I thought I'd go first. The reason why I went for this background that I'm about to show you is because I feel like, you know, a corona that's going on, we're all a bit distanced from everyone. And to be honest, I feel like we need some moral support. So I've just gone with the crowd that look really... really happy and supporting. They're clapping.
Look
everyone.
At home. It's just like, go, Dale. I'm really proud of you for doing your first podcast.
It's my fan base. Look at this guy.
It looks like everyone's mum's there and the yeah, one dad in the middle.
Yeah, it does. And what's your background?
It's a similar kind of vibe because I'm really missing nightclubs and stuff. So yeah. I thought. I just kind of put a picture, weirdly, something that I actually missed, the whole mess of it, so...
Okay. Okay. So,
that was the wrong one, but I'm leaving it up.
That's really funny. Okay, so for anyone listening, it's like a picture of four, like... teens, late teens to early 20s, smiling and posing in a booth, and then one guy's like throwing up over everyone. But luckily, Barclay kind of covers him, so it's all
there
right.
There he is.
someone screenshot it.
Smile!
Okay, so I'm going to start the podcast off with something controversial.
Oh,
yeah, that was really dramatic, wasn't it? I'm going to do controversial food debates.
Oh.
Yeah, so I thought I'd talk about it, get controversial and get everyone riled up at the beginning of the podcast. So I want to hear everyone's opinions of this. Message our Facebook page or leave a comment in the YouTube section when you watch the video or however you want to contact us and let us know what you think of these. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no, Barclay?
Yes.
Why?
Just because I think hot pineapple's quite nice, to be honest. Like real pineapple, chunky bits when it's... griddled or something, it's really nice. Goes with meat perfectly. So yeah. A lot of Jamaican food as well, you know.
Okay, so the next one is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes, just a long sandwich. Doesn't make it any less of a sandwich. Why not? It's between a couple of bits of bread. Oh, just because I'm tall doesn't make me less of a man than anyone else, like.
Yeah, it does me, actually. You're like, you know, anyway. Avocados. Avocados, are they amazing?
I think they're really good for you, and I still find them a
for
bit
me
shit,
personally.
But I do eat them. For you?
Yeah. I think they're really good for you.
They're really good for you. Yeah, you should thanks. Eat more of them. Yeah, you know.
I don't think they're that amazing.
No, they taste a bit wank, really, but I know they're really good for me, so I do eat them.
Great way to put it. Thanks, Barclay. I love doing this show with you. how to properly eat an Oreo?
What you do is you chew half it up and then spit it in the bin because they're shit and overrated.
Wow.
Sorry, I've just got to put that out there. Everyone's going to hate on me for
this. Oh, my God.
But I just think Oreos are so overrated. They're like burnt,
no.
dark, sugary nothingness. They don't taste enough of anything.
Nothingness.
Put them in the bin. Room 101. Psh, see you later.
Okay, so I don't love them, but I don't hate them either. So, like, I like them, but I don't think they're amazing.
Nah, they're a bit lackluster for me, you know.
If I were to eat it, though, I'd probably nibble all of the little extra bits of the chocolate biscuit off all around the edge, and then I'd just bite half of it and then have the mixture. It has a bit on the top and the bottom that's crunchy, and then the bit in the middle that's, like, soft for a reason because it goes nicely together.
Yeah, but I think the actual biscuit, if you can call it that itself, I think that's pretty shit, to be honest. You know,
yeah, the biscuit's just a bit meh.
It's almost like they're burnt, almost. I'd just, yeah.
We're just slagging off Oreo, sorry. Let's move on to...
No sponsorship here from Oreo, sorry.
So this episode is sponsored by Oreos.
Imagine if they sponsored us and we said that.
That'd be too good. Like 2 minutes time we go into it and we forget. So we would do. Cereal, what goes first? Milk or cereal?
Cereal.
100% agree with you. Who puts milk first? You're stupid and you're a risk taker, but not in a good way.
It'd just splash everywhere, wouldn't it?
Okay, a bit like going to the toilet when you're all going. correct order of tea.
Oh, definitely tea bag, hot water, and then honey or sugar or whatever in the hot water so it melts a bit, and then milk last. Never put milk in first.
I thought that was a brand, milk last. The best kind of milk is milk last.
Milk last, it lasts for 3 months. It's not even real milk. Don't even know what's in it, like.
No, either. Okay, and last one. Edge or centerpiece of a brownie?
I don't know any of it. I'll eat the lot and tell you afterwards.
I would have the middle bit.
Yeah, because you've got the crunch on the top if it's baked nicely and it's still gooey in the middle. Yeah, middle bit. Yeah,
and the end bit as well. Like, obviously, you've got the middle bit, but you still have... Oh, the actual middle bit. Ooh, yeah, definitely. Oh, no, I'd have an end bit, but not an end and a side. What am I talking about? Anyway, moving on...
A corner end.
Moving on from this. Sorry, I'm just... Leave me alone.
It's always food.
Yeah, and we just ramble forever about it. I'm so sorry. We've lost all our viewers.
So I dug out some bizarre true stories that I think are quite cool.
Oh, okay,
so
go on.
I thought I'd read them to you.
Are any of them topical this week?
I'm afraid they're not. No, this is kind of like historical things, but pretty cool.
Okay, right, go on then. What's your first one?
So the headline says, bees who pay their respects. So Margaret Bell... I said that one.
Margaret Bellend.
Margaret Bell. Why did I say it like that?
I don't know. Why did I call her a Bellend?
She's a very nice person. Like, you're going to regret saying that whenever it is me.
I'm sorry, Margaret Bellend.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be evil. You wait.
Yeah, that was a really good sentence there, Barclay. Can you just start?
So, Margaret Bell, who keeps...
I can't take it seriously. Sorry. Sorry, try again.
Okay. Margaret Bell, who kept bees in Letwadeen, I can't even say the place, Letwadeen, about 7 miles from her home in Ludlow, Shropshire, England.
Ludlow, Shropshire.
Such a mouthful.
What's going on?
So, start again.
It keeps getting worse.
What's going on?
Come on, take a deep breath and try again.
Right, get it together, Barkay. Right, okay. Margaret Bell, who kept bees in Letwadeen, about 7 miles from her home in Ludlow, Shropshire, England, died in June 1994.
Oh my God, why?
Soon after her funeral, mourners were amazed to see hundreds of bees settle on the corner of the street opposite the house where she lived for 26 years. The bees stayed there for over an hour before buzzing off over the rooftops. The local press ran a photograph of the bees hanging on the wall in a cluster.
That was very bizarre. Thanks for that, Barclay.
Come on, that took a lot of effort, mate.
That did take a lot of effort, and I didn't appreciate it. I'm really sorry.
I'm just going to go kill myself.
It's baby. Really interesting, mate. Is the second one a bit more interesting, though?
I don't think so after that one.
Oh, no. Can people tell that, like, we've really run out of stuff to say?
Yeah. Oh, come on. I thought this was really good. You just, like, totally slagged it all off me, and I'm sorry, really upset now.
You just told us about some bees.
It was really cute. It was nice.
I thought it was weird.
It was nice. Oh. And weird.
Nice and weird.
Nice and weird.
Okay, come on, right. Next question. Next question, next story.
Okay, focus. So Ford this Focus. One's title...
Sponsored by Ford Focus. This is such a mess, sorry. You're going to have to cut this. Just...
The wheels are falling off these every week. I can see the cracks forming and I like it.
Okay, right, go on. So next story.
Right. So this is entitled Whirlwind Children, because it's two little stories that kind of link in, which is quite cool. So a 9-year-old Chinese girl was playing in Somalia. Why is that funny?
I was laughing at the way you said it. Sorry, did you hear me laugh?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's because you were like, it's two stories into one, which is quite cool. It was like a kid's TV presenter.
I'm in the wrong job.
I'm laughing so much that I'm like shaking all over the crowd.
Shaking Stevens over
shaking
there.
Shaking all over the crowd. Sorry.
Anyway, right, concentrate, come on. Stay with me on this one. Whirlwind Children. A 9-year-old Chinese girl was playing in Songyan near Shanghai in July 1992.
For God's sake. Can you get your act together? This is meant to be a professional podcast.
I'm so sorry.
What's going on? I'm going to walk out in a minute.
Right, sorry, okay.
No, that's it. I'm walking out.
Where's he gone? The crowd are all kicking off. They're loving it that you've left. They're all cheering.
People listening just won't know what's going on. Honestly, it's so much better if you can watch these every week. Please watch them.
Sorry, it's such a shambles. Right, I'm going to start again. I'm going to power through.
Oh, for
okay?
God's sake. So a 7-year-old Chinese girl.
No, she was nine.
She's a 19-year-old Chinese girl.
Come on. A 9-year-old Chinese girl was playing in a Songyan near Shanghai in July 1992 when she was carried off by a whirlwind and deposited unhurt in a treetop almost 2 miles away.
Sorry. Sorry, it's extra funny with the picture behind you. Sorry, it's so inappropriate. Sorry, carry on.
You're going to hell. So another phenomenon that sort of links to the same thing was, according to a wire report from May 1986, a freak wind lifted up 13 children in the oasis of Hami in western China and deposited them unharmed in sand dunes in a scrub 12 miles away. 12 miles.
Wow. 13 kids. One house.
I try so hard.
It looked like someone's throwing up in your back then. I try so hard. Someone throwing up.
Like you've never done that before, Dale Pendlebury.
Go away. Right, you've got one more story, mate.
No, I have. Oh, yeah, I have. I've got another one.
Okay, go on.
So bad.
This is the worst episode we've ever done.
I can predict that already.
Okay, go on.
This is called Fiery Persecution. Oh, the giggles. The village of Canato de Corona. It's called Coronia. Canato de Coronia.
Oh my God, it's a hernia.
I didn't think of this when I wrote it.
It's like you have a hernia and corona at the same
catch
time.
Catch corona. It's like a corona hernia.
Coronaonia. Coronamonia. Sorry, carry on. Sorry, Mum, you had the
Oh my God.
Love you, Mum.
I love your mum too. Hey, Sharon.
Oh, God.
Oh, why was I looking over there? Right, get a grip. Come on. Right, this is a good story. Fiery persecution. The village of Canato... I'm just going to skip. There's a village, basically, on Sicily's north coast that has been plagued by mysterious fires. Wow. The trouble began on January the 20th, 2004, when a TV caught fire. Wow. Then things in the neighbourhood houses began to burn, including washing machines, mobile phones, mattresses, chairs, and even the insulation on water pipes. Oh. The electricity company cut off all power, as did the railway company, but the fires continued. Experts of all kinds carried out tests, but no explanation was found. Oh. The village was evacuated in February, but when people returned in March, the fires resumed. Oh. Police ruled out a pyromaniac after they saw wires bursting into flames.
That is actually kind of creepy, but I'm really glad you put that horror music behind it.
Yeah.
Made it extra creepier.
Yeah.
Extra creepier. That.
Extra more creepier-ish. Extra more creepier-ish.
That is something you would say, actually. You said stuff like that. Yeah, because it makes you like more greater. Anyway, so moving on. Jesus Christ. That was both interesting, but such a fail
painful.
At the same time. Yeah, really painful. I'm sorry,
that's
everyone.
Probably the worst section we've ever done.
It's just the whole podcast has been a mess. So we're going to move on to more messy stuff.
Let's do it.
This is stuff to do with the human body. I found some facts about the human body. Like, I've done nipple facts. I've done loads of different facts about the body. I thought I would just do a general body one. So here's a few of my favorite, because there were loads, but I just picked out the ones I thought were the best. Okay. So you're going to be taller in the morning.
But just me?
Yes.
You predicted it.
Tomorrow morning, you're going to be taller than everyone else.
Ooh. Like a magic trick.
Measure yourself in the morning, then again at night. I do that, about 5 inches.
On a good day.
Yeah. You're going to be taller in the morning because of how the cartilage in your bones compress during the day. Thanks a lot, gravity. Ooh.
Oh, that's why they call it decompressing.
Yes. So that was really interesting. Also, your heart beats about 100,000 times a day.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I must only have about 3 heartbeats left then.
So depending on your beats per minute, your heart beats about 100,000 times a day. That means it sends 2,000 gallons of blood through your body.
My word. Where does it all come from?
My word. You can produce enough saliva to fill 2 bathtubs a year.
Oh, especially if you stick like a really nice burger in front of me or something.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese, bacon, cheeseburger.
Oh, don't. We always talk about food every week and it makes me really hungry. Dreaming in black and white. Did you know that 12% of people dream in black and white?
That must be really boring.
Yeah. They feel like they go back in time every time they dream.
Yeah. Dream about someone buying you a red car and you just get this grey car.
Oh, shit. I dream in black and white. No! Yeah, it's just that every dream. What's weirder is that human beings used to sleep and dream in black and white even more before colour TV. 15%. Mm. The average person still dreams in colour, but it's interesting to see how the human brain is susceptible to media.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's really weird.
Yeah.
It's like a TV in your mind.
Wow.
Your blood vessels could circle the globe.
Oh, they probably have at some point.
Though people have small blood vessels, the networking is amazingly long.
Wow.
If they were laid out, they would measure more than 60,000 miles. Please do not do that, though. It's good to keep... What am I reading? It's good to keep your vessels in your body. Are they seriously warning people of that?
Don't try this at home.
Yeah, what kind of stupid thing's that? Oh, why did I not pre-read it before I read it out to you?
You just get the first like vessel out and pull it out and you die anyway.
just like those silly string like what they called the red sweets that are like they're not licorice, whatever they're called, the little thin
ones.
shoelaces like that. Yeah.
Whoops, that was a good experiment.
I didn't even have a chance to try rapid round the world. Anyway, so enough of that section. I feel like every section's really bad this week. I hope it's not. Do you want to go on to your... this whole episode is shitty, actually, so it's a good time to do shitty music facts. Just go for
it. Okay. Shitty music facts. Oh, this one's pretty cool.
Okay.
So at the beginning of the song Roxanne by The Police, you know the song?
Roxanne, you don't have to put on a red light.
That was beautiful, Dale. Yes, that one.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this, actually. During the intro, you can hear a strange piano chord, then Sting laughing. Because during the voice recording, Sting accidentally sat on the piano just behind him. They decided to keep it in the final mix.
Really?
I've never even noticed it, ever.
Wait, I'm going to listen to it. Hang on.
There.
It's such a feeble laugh, though. Sorry, Sting, but it's really, like, fake. Well, that was an interesting fact. Go on, go on to your next one.
Well, there you go.
I wonder if he, when he fell on the piano, if it stung. Sting. That was shit. Sorry, next one, please.
I quite liked it, actually.
Oh, thanks.
So Yoko Ono, do you know Yoko Ono is?
Yeah.
Okay. She once brought a dead rat in a shoebox to a recording studio and insisted that the sound engineer recorded it. The engineer recorded two takes of the dead rat solo.
Are you... What?
How weird is that?
That's the weirdest one you've done. It's not... It's just... That's the most bizarre... What? But it's just going to be silence.
It's just weird, isn't it?
That's really weird. Go on to the next one.
Okay. So the song, Mambo Number 5.
This is Mambo Number
Mambo
5.
Mambo Number 5.
Yep.
Oh! So that one.
You did that and my phone fell over.
That made you jump.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So basically, now...
A little bit of handsome pump.
It was really good.
Yeah. So that one, I love that tune, by the way. I'm not ashamed to say it. I think it's a really good tune.
I actually quite like it as well. It's like a guilty pleasure, mate.
It's a party banger, isn't it?
Yep.
Anyway, so that was initially chosen for 2000's Democratic National Convention. But this idea was scrapped due to the line, "A little bit of Monica in my life."
What?
You know, Monica Lewinsky scandal with President...
No.
What's his name? President, what's his face, you know?
Ronald Reagan.
No, the other one.
George W. Bush.
George Clinton. It was Clinton, wasn't it?
George Clinton. You mean George Bush and Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
George Clinton.
George Clooney.
Bill Bush. Bill Bush. That's just too good.
Oh, I'm trying to give out these facts and I don't know anything about anything.
And then you went with Clooney.
What I did not this? Have sex with that woman. I don't know.
What are you
so that's what he said. He was
what
on the
woman?
News. I remember seeing
Oh,
it.
I thought you admitted something.
Monica
Sorry.
Lewinsky, apparently he put a cigar in her.
I'm really confused.
He did.
Oh my God. How do you know he did? Were you there?
Because it was on the news, man. It was a big thing. He got, you know, he got taken to court and all sorts. It was really dodgy.
Clooney?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
The president at the time.
Oh, Clinton.
Yes.
But isn't that Hillary Clinton?
That was his missus. But his secretary was called Monica Lewinsky, who he had an alleged affair with. They found semen on her blouse. And apparently, I did not have sex with that woman. Apparently, he did a cigar thing, like, and... Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't
so he
know that.
Technically didn't have sex. Did you not?
No.
Oh, okay. No wonder you were confused.
Yeah, that was really weird. Okay, are those your music facts this week, or you got one more?
I got one more.
Okay, go on then.
Because I kind of skimped last week on a short one. So, composer Sun Ra once performed for catatonics and schizophrenics. One broke a year's silence to ask him, "Do you call that music?"
Really?
He spoke a year silence just to tell him, like, what do you call that, mate?
What's
that
music?
Mate,
shit.
I thought that was quite cool.
It's quite funny, yeah. It's almost like ironic.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
isn't it ironic, don't you think?
I also just explained why it was funny, which makes it automatically not funny.
I just did
the one bit. Yeah. The one bit I did that was good and you fucked it up. Okay. Sue me, I'm coming home now.
That's really horrible.
Oh, I am home. Should we move on? That's the end of that.
Yeah. Well, that was rather lovely, wasn't it? And really interesting and not shit at all. I found some funny jokes to sort of, as we're coming to the end of the podcast, we've got a couple more sections, but some funny jokes that I thought were funny, so I was going to say them on the podcast. So I bought a Tesla the other day. Still has that new car smell. Yeah. Elon Musk. Some of them are really rad. I like that one.
God.
Right. I was really sad and disappointed when I found out my new universal remote control did not, in fact, control the universe. Not even remotely.
The bit on the end sort of saved that, I think.
You laughed too soon, mate. It wasn't that funny until that point. Okay, next one.
Premature, darling, premature.
Always you are. Sorry, I outed you, mate. Two cowboys are lost in the desert. One cowboy sees a tree that's draped in bacon. "A bacon tree! We're saved!" he says. He runs to the tree and is shot up with bullets. It wasn't a bacon tree. It was a hambush.
That's wicked.
I thought that was good. Okay. Next one. We were doing some home renovations, and incredibly, when we knocked a wall down, we found a secret, fully furnished room. And then I remembered I live in a semi-detached house. That one's really stupid, but I love it. Okay, this next one. Woman, what do you do? Man, I race cars. Woman, do you win many races? Man, no, the cars are much faster. It's shit, but I love it. Okay, got another one, ready? Did you know 10 plus 10 and 11 plus 11 are the same?
No.
Because 10 plus 10 is 20 and 11 plus 11 is 22.
Oh, for God's sake. Sigh.
It's really funny, mate. My top three assumptions when the doorbell rings. One, murderer. Two, police telling me everyone's dead. Three, that book I ordered about positive thinking. I like that one as well.
That's a good one.
Midwife for sale, can deliver. That's really shit. And then the last one. I saw a woman sobbing outside the supermarket. I asked what was the matter, and she said that she had lost all her holiday money. To cheer her up, I gave her £50. Not something I'd normally do, but a few minutes earlier, I just found £2,000 in the car park. I love that one. I don't know why, I think it was really funny, so I thought I'd end on that funny one there. So those are 9 funny jokes I found on the internet this week. Let's not make a theme tune for that. It'd be awful.
No. I like those. Yeah.
Well, there we go. We're at the end of the podcast now. Obviously, we need to end it in our normal fashion. So anyone who's watching, there's going to be a little end screen because we do it audibly. And anyone who's listening,
enjoy. Here we go.
So, guess what?
Yes. What?
I bought you a present because you bought me a present the other day, although it wasn't very nice. But...
thanks, Barclay.
I know you like presents, so I got you a bit of a mad one. I bought you a speedboat.
A what?
A speedboat.
A speedboat?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I thought you were really into speedboats, and I thought I'd just get you a speedboat. Like,
mate, honestly, how did you know?
I didn't know.
Look at my history.
Yeah, but we won't talk about that, right?
Mate, it's lockdown. Okay, yeah, sorry. So you bought me a speedboat.
Yeah, I bought you a speedboat because I know how many times you've like driven or what you do on a speedboat. You've done loads of that, haven't you?
Imagine seeing a speedboat driving round town with little wheels. Okay, so where is it? Just over here?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay, thanks. It's really interesting how when we go to audio only, we're with each other, whereas the whole podcast we're over the internet.
Don't tell everyone, isn't it? Like...
Oh, sorry. So thanks for the keys. Hang on, I'll just take them off you. Thanks, mate. So hang on, let me just get in. Wow, it's really shiny in here.
You like it? It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool, actually. Oh, and it's got a little Barbie seat for you.
So do you want me to come with you?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping I could just
come on, get
watch.
In the back. Come on. Okay, right, I've never actually driven a boat before, but here we go. Let's turn it on.
Yeah, go.
Right, you ready, mate?
Yeah, go. Let's go for
okay.
it.
Okay, right, here we go. Whoa! Oh my God, it has fast acceleration.
Wait.
God, we're getting a bit bumpy. Jesus Christ, hang on. Let me over this bit here, around the sand bit. Let me just turn a sharp left around there, and then that goes out to the main bit of the sea. Hang on, here we go. Oh my God, that's a massive boat in front of us! Oh, hang on, it's on! Oh!